I'm joined by Elizabeth Pappas. She is the executive director of the Arts Center of Burlington. She joins me each month. We talk about things that are coming up at the Arts Center, and they've got a lot of things going on. She has been filling up the calendar, and she's been doing it pretty much all the way along. She was sort of the, I guess we'd say, I'm not sure what exactly, Elizabeth, were you on probation or was it a sort of a temporary situation? you officially are the Art Center, director of the Art Center, effective on Friday.
Yes, as of Friday. Yes.
And
so I've been under the wing of Tammy McCoy for the last year.
Okay. Well, I had to ask about your opening reception that's going on Friday night, 5 to 8, and it's an opening reception for Kevin Cox. Kevin's name is spelled a little bit different than I've ever seen before. It's spelled C-E-V-I-N, but I guess it doesn't really matter. He can be whatever he wants to be. His show is called Nostalgia, a tribute to carefree childhoods. Sounds like an interesting show indeed.
Yes, so this is going to be a mixed media show. So think things from your youth, think board games, carnival rides. It's going to be a journey back in time. Very excited and intrigued to see this show. We set that up tomorrow. Opening is Friday. We also have local artist Paula Bolander, who will be in our mini gallery for the month of July.
Okay, and you've got a Friday gallery lounge, live music by Mike Delaney, 6 to 8, with beer, wine, and charcuterie boards for purchase again. And the Art Hop's going on as well, 6 to 7:30. Art Project Snack and Story, $10 a child. The theme of this month is Lunar Landing. That's interesting enough. And you've got another gallery lounge coming up on the 15th. There's always a first and third. Is that right?
That's correct. Always a first and third. And we always do a art hop so that you can drop your kiddos off and you can come stop over a gallery lounge or go hit up the great restaurants downtown. Art Hop is super popular. It does fill up very, very quickly the week before. So you're welcome to call and get your kids on the list for that. So gallery lounge and Art Hop.
And on Saturday, interesting enough, drag and draw 10-minute sketches of your dancing queens at a large page, different mediums of fun, all of it. Anyone who just was summer or wants to get more artistic abilities, learning how to draw the human body with fabulous models. So where are you getting these fabulous models from, Elizabeth?
Yes. So we've partnered with Cody Fleetner downtown Burlington here, and they will be providing the queens, which will be the models. This is a fun class that will be taught by Jesse Tucci and Chris Mulder. So they will be instructing you on how to draw the human body, but this will be a fun environment. But this is not for expert artists or professional artists by any means. If you've never drawn anything in your life, it doesn't matter. Please sign up. This will be a fun night. That's this Saturday.
All right. $30 a person, including all materials and instructions. Sign up soon.
Correct.
And again, Tuesday the 5th, coming up, volunteer opportunities. This is a monthly event every on the first Tuesday of every month, right?
Yes, and we just came off of our biggest event of the year, Snake Alley, which we rely so heavily on our wonderful volunteers. So this is our first meeting after Snake Alley, and this is where we go over upcoming events, volunteer needs, and also ongoing volunteer needs, you know, things that we require throughout the year, from patching and painting walls when we take our gallery shows down, and then also helping out at our great events, helping out with instructors, helping out at farmers market, those types of things. So anyone is welcome to come and come get a snack and hear what kind of volunteer opportunities we have going on.
Speaking of the Snake Alley Art Fair, it was a much better weather year than you had last year,
yes.
Right?
It was a beautiful, beautiful day. It was actually quite cooler than we were anticipating as we watched the forecast leading up to it. It was a wonderful day. We are so grateful to our volunteers and this wonderful community and the artists that showed up for it. It was, I mean, it couldn't have, it couldn't have been better. So
all right,
it was a great day.
All right, you like working with Clay. Give it a spin. You've got dates coming up on the 8th and the 15th. You throw in the 1st and Glaze on the 2nd. 10th and 17th, 24th, 31st, and August 12th and August 19th. And again, this is going on again. You just basically take your hat on throwing, what, 2 to 4 pieces? And if you keep them, you can recycle.
Yep.
And not to keep the pieces, you recycle and move them on, right?
Yeah. So this is Give It a Spin has been going on for a while. These are popular classes. This is a great first introduction into throwing on the wheel. Come with a friend. They're taught by Jesse Tucci. They fill up quickly as well. You can find these dates on our website, btownart.com, and sign up there. Give It a Spin. People love these. You throw on the first session, and then you can pay the $10 to do the glazing on the second date.
And on the 12th, it's monthly Dabblers Night, and it's paper quilling, coiling and shaping pre-cut paper strips, making a lovely picture or ornament. This sounds interesting.
Yes. Carla Munn always comes up with something interesting for this group. This is a members-only group. It's $5. But if you have any interest in joining our membership program at the Art Center, you're welcome to try out this class. But, yeah, there's always something interesting. It's on the first Tuesday of every month.
And you've got some more summer art camps Monday through Friday, the 11th to the 15th, or Monday through Friday, 18th through the 22nd, grades 1 through 6. Multimedia with Shane Mahai. What is that all about?
Yes, so this we've had such demand for our summer camps. We always do, but it seemed like this year we especially had quite a few wait lists. And so in an effort to try to accommodate everyone and open up some more slots, these are some extra new classes that just popped online for registration. So this Multimedia with Shane Mahahi is using tubes and wood pieces boxes. It's a multimedia class, so every single day they'll use different mediums to create different structures, different paintings, very interactive. And then we've added another session of mini model homes with Jesse Tucci. This is an extra one, July 11th through the 15th, grades 3 through 6. We have a couple openings left in video game art with Megan Riley. So this is to create different characters and themes from your favorite video games. And then we have a couple openings left in our teen building in many ways with Jesse Tucci. This is a hand building class. So yes, if you had checked out summer registration a couple months ago or in the past weeks and have found things full, please check again because we have opened up some more availability in certain classes. So hop online and check that out.
And you've got a brand new event. It is a Great River Pottery Throwdown. It's a 5 potters competing in different challenges on wheels in front of an audience using techniques and creativity. That's Saturday the 23rd, including Linda Ross, Lillian Rubin, Ryan Smith, Dietrich Todemeyer, and Jesse Tucci all will be competing. One winner going home with a $250 cash prize after being judged. So a little bit of fun and competition going on. And and afterwards you'll be all of the ceramic pieces raffled off, right?
Yes, this is a brand new event. We plan to have this be a new annual event, and our ceramic studio is growing. It's booming. We have so many students in there every single day, and it's so exciting to have an event that's specific for them. All proceeds will be earmarked for our ceramics room. There's a lot of upkeep that goes with keeping our ceramics room in tip-top shape, so I'm so excited to have an event that's dedicated just for that and to also celebrate our ceramic artists and all the different classes that we offer in this amazing, beautiful medium. So if you're interested, please call us or stop in. Tickets are going fast. Like Steve said, this is a pottery competition in front of a live audience. It'll be a fun, fun night. Please call or stop in and check it out.
And go to artcenterofburlington.com. to find out more information about everything and anything that is going on at the Arts Center of Burlington. And it is, Elizabeth, we're wishing you a very happy 4th of July and also a great month of July, okay?
Thank you. You too, Steve.